AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee is talking about the attack Sunday on the Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in suburban Dallas. Congressman Michael McCaul says the attack appears to have been inspired by the Islamic State group, not directed by them. The two gunmen who shot and wounded a security guard were shot dead by police. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked about the Islamic State group's claim of responsibility for the attack.
I think before we made a pronouncement about anything like that, we certainly would want to make sure that we knew a whole lot more about the facts.
Now to Baltimore, where one of the police officers who arrested Freddie Gray is challenging authorities to produce the knife Gray allegedly had when he was stopped. Officer Edward Narrow's attorneys argue in a court motion that it is, in fact, an illegal weapon under Maryland law. The motion appears to challenge the basis for the charges the officer faces. Meanwhile, Attorney General Loretta Lynch spoke with Baltimore police officers yesterday as she visited that troubled city.
You are representing all of law enforcement when you are out there. You're allowing peaceful protest. You're helping people rebuild. You're helping people clean up. You really have become the face of law enforcement.
She pledged to improve the department after meeting privately with the family of Freddie Gray. California is struggling with a drought. Now there are new mandatory water restrictions. Our Fennett Nirapil is in Sacramento.
California water regulators have approved mandatory water cutbacks for the first time ever. It's a sign of the growing severity of California's four-year drought, and they want to save enough water to make sure that cities don't have to make even more painful cutbacks if the drought continues.
Reports of sex offenses on college campuses have nearly doubled over the past 5 years. The figures provided to the government to the Education Department. This is AP Radio News. Republican Mike Huckabee is in the race for the White House.
Huckabee won the Iowa caucuses in 2008 and finished second in South Carolina because of strong support from evangelicals. He'll need that again this time around, though he faces competition for that support from other GOP hopefuls. He also acknowledged he won't have the big dollar donors and will rely on the $15 and $20 donations from average Americans.
If you want to give $1 million, please do it.
Huckabee says his experience fighting the Clinton machine in Arkansas makes him the best GOP choice to run against Hillary Rodham Clinton. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
France is due to release a report this morning on the crash of that German Wings plane last March. 150 people were killed. The pilot apparently deliberately flew the plane into a mountain in the French Alps. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.